Ukraine admits Russia has entered key region of Dnipropetrovsk. I thought it was the end of my life, inside Israel's attack on Iran's even prison. Trump's 50% tariff on India kicks in as Modi urges self-reliance. SpaceX pulls off Starship rocket launch in stunning comeback. I immediately freaked out. Taylor Swift's engagement sends fans into frenzy. Australia police shooting suspect named as manhunt continues. UN demands justice over Israeli double strike on Gaza hospital. K-pop Demon Hunters becomes Netflix's most viewed film ever. Artwork looted by Nazis 80 years ago. Spotted in estate agent, Ted France returns slain king skull to Madagascar. French PM fights for survival as rivals refuse to support confidence vote Cook to sue Trump over order to fire her from Federal Reserve. Bruce Willis's wife says he's in great health but brain-failing teen. Avoids jail over Plato attack. Taylor Swift Vienna concert. U.S. House Committee requests Epstein birthday book from his estate. Video platform. Kick investigated over streamer's death. Australia accuses Iran of directing anti-Semitic attacks on cafe and synagogue. South Korea's charm offensive and other takeaways from Trump meeting. Founder of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel El Mayo enters guilty plea. Lil Nas X pleads not guilty to 4 felony charges after LA arrest. 5 journalists among 20 killed in Israeli double strike on hospital. First human case of flesh-eating screwworm parasite confirmed in US. Jerry Adler, who starred in The Sopranos, dies aged 96. Trump threatens to deploy troops to Baltimore to clean up crime. 3 sisters drown in migrant boat in Mediterranean. Rescuers say France summons U.S. envoy over anti-Semitism claims. Who is Desi Freeman, the sovereign citizen wanted for killing police? The battle to save China's rare snub-nosed monkey, wasp, riding a broomstick. Wow's photography judges. Russia outsmarts France with nuclear power move in Niger. Child sex abuse victim begs Elon Musk to remove links to her images. Taiwan is preparing for a Chinese attack, but its people don't think war is coming soon. Does the U.S. president have the power to sack a Federal Reserve governor? How will I pay workers? Indian factories hit hard by Trump's 50% tariffs. Inside Donetsk, as residents flee attacks on Ukrainian region. Putin wants to control. A cut-off finger ended her comfortable family life. Now she's hiding from U.S. officials. How Russia is quietly trying to win over the world beyond the West. What is behind the passion of Love Island? USA's Nigerian fanbase. Monsoon rains happen every year, so why do so many die in Pakistan? My trip to North Korea's Benidorm. Flanked by guards and full of rules. Prison conduct, remorse, and contraband, what we learned from Menendez parole hearings. Videos show impact of Trump's crackdown in one Washington, D.C. neighborhood. How the double strike on Gaza's Nasser Hospital unfolded. Watch, please give me an invite. Americans react to Taylor Swift's engagement. Israeli hostage families and demonstrators hold day of protests. Watch, moment massive dust storm surges through Arizona. Watch, Trump says he wants to meet Kim Jong-un. Ukraine's naval band joins Scots Guards for joint performance. French helicopter crew survive crash into lake. Hong Kongers squawk off in city's first bird call contest. Watch, solar-powered cars start epic Australian outback race. Hawaii's Kilauea volcano erupts, creating lava fountain. Trump's doubling of tariffs on Indian imports takes effect. Hiking tensions. Gold prices cool after hitting over 2-week high on Fed independence fears. Oil steady as investors eye Ukraine war, U.S. tariffs on India. Goldman Sachs expects Brent to decline to low 50s by late 2026. Factbox, a timeline of Trump's moves to dismantle the U.S. wind and solar energy industries. Human screwworm case poses no risk to agriculture. Says USDA official, U.S. oil futures unchanged as API inventory shows smaller draw in crude stocks.